Big Mining wants a part of Big Fertilizer.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're going to get a take now on the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world, and how it affects the United States. The world's biggest mining company has made a hostile bid for the world's biggest fertilizer producer. BHP Billiton has offered $40 billion for the Potash Corporation of Canada, a bid Potash rejected. Now, BHP Billiton shares are lower today in London, and yesterday Potash stock surged nearly 30% in New York trading. It's a massive takeover bid for an unusual industry, but its ties into the news, well, it recently talks about the rising cost of commodities and food. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
The bid was rejected now, this $40 billion bid, but BHP is still pressing forward. I mean, why is the company so interested?
BHP, an Australian company, by the way, listed in London, has, like a lot of miners, done well out of the boom in mineral prices, fueled largely by Chinese demand. So BHP has the cash and the credit to expand, and it wants to diversify. There is a possibility that China, its biggest market for industrial minerals, could slow down. So BHP wants to diversify into other products.
So, all right, if they want to diversify, why potash?
Well, this looks very neat, actually. Potash is mined, dug out of the ground, so it's a natural product for BHP, and it's a fertilizer. It's a truism. The world needs to grow more food and therefore needs more fertilizer. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is with Seven Investment in London. He says this takeover could be an insurance policy for BHP, especially in its most important market.
China's burgeoning economy, even if it does slow down, will still have to feed its growing population. And its population is increasingly now looking towards not only just ordinary agriculture, but beef production as well. And all of this means demand for more fertilizers.
The head of Potash Corporation says he reckons there'll be 10% more demand for potash next year. He's rejected BHP's bid as, quote, grossly inadequate. Other companies could now enter the fray. Some analysts say BHP is best placed to win, but it may have to increase its offer from $40 to $60 billion.
So the competition could be out there. All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting live from London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Taiwan's legislature today approved a landmark free trade agreement with China. Now, the deal brings or will bring the economies of the two countries closer together than they've ever been for half a century. But the bigger news out of China today concerns its $2 trillion bond market. China's central bank says it'll open that market to foreign banks. What does that mean to you and me? Here's Marketplace's Shanghai Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz.
Why should you care that China's allowing foreign banks to invest in its bond market? The answer in a minute. First, I'll let economist Ben Simpfendorfer explain why allowing foreigners to trade more yuan, China's currency, is important for your bank.
Ultimately, it will lead to full internationalization of the yuan, and there the impact on foreign banks will be significant. The yuan will likely become a global settlement currency, just as the euro, the dollar, and the yen are.
This means China's currency will rise, and that will impact you in a couple of ways. You might, number one, find a job. Labor will become more expensive in China, and U.S. companies could move manufacturing back home. On the flip side, this means you'll most likely shell out more for everything, from flip-flops to iPhones. One economist is calling Beijing's move a big bang, saying this is the first of wider reforms that'll pave the way for a pile of foreign investment in China. Still, China is beginning with a quiet bang, a small trial program. An economist, Simpfendorfer, says it'll be years, if not decades, before China's currency is an international standard. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. Chinese shares were a little lower today on news. The economy there is slowing a bit. Asian markets were actually mixed today. European stocks are down at the moment, about 0.5%. Wall Street yesterday, markets added more than 1%. The Dow tacked on 103 points to close at 10,405.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
Researchers at the University of Scotland have developed a hopeful new biofuel, but the technology could raise some questions about driving with alcohol, literally. The BBC's Rebecca Singer reports about how whiskey could replace gasoline.
The whiskey industry produces vast amounts of waste each year, and a new technology designed by the team at Edinburgh Napier University uses that waste to produce a fuel called butanol. Now, traditional biofuels require farmers to grow crops specifically for this new purpose, but with whiskey, the byproduct's already there. Professor Martin Tangney directed the research. He says Scotland's $6 billion whiskey industry is already well known.
In Scotland, we already generate this biomass, so we have a choice of how we dispose of it, and here's a way of generating significant fuel from this.
Tangney says it won't supply the entire world, but it could contribute significantly to European biofuel goals. The beauty of butanol is that it's 30% more powerful than the most common biofuel, ethanol, and you won't even need to change your car's gas tank to use it. Plus, there'll be no concern if you fill up on this stuff at the gas station. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
And finally, maybe British oil giant BP thought its PR nightmare was fading after its oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Ah, but there's a scary date coming up, Halloween. And costume designer Fun World has introduced its official BP oil spill outfit. To some, it may be more frightening than even the most ghoulish creature. AOL reports the company actually modified its classic Killer Mechanic costume, which featured a blood-stained blue jumpsuit and oversized wrench. They changed the color of the jumpsuit to green, tacked on the letters BP, changed the blood into oil, kept the big pipe wrench, and added an oil-covered rubber fish. Check us out online. Share your thoughts with us. Maybe your favorite Halloween costume at our website, marketplace.org. And you can follow me on Twitter, Chiatakis, MMR. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.